This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and today concludes my month-long review of our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. Next week, we're going to start talking about our book about the miracle of love, which will be a fun topic as we head into summer reading. But first, let me finish the empowered woman topic with two fabulous stories about women who had let their fears keep them on the sidelines, not participating in life. We're going to start with the fabulous Tanya Abari. She was a certified Zumba instructor, but she kept quitting the gyms that she joined because she was reluctant to attend Zumba class. Why? Because she was a larger size woman and she didn't want people to see her. It was ridiculous. Tanya kept joining gyms and then quitting them. Until one year, she made a resolution. She would join a gym and she would take the Zumba classes because she loved music and dancing, and she would actually dance at home when nobody could see her because it was what she loved. So now it was time to do what she loved at the gym. So she took a Zumba class. It was great. And she started going regularly. And that helped her knock down another wall that had been holding her back from making new friends. She ended up in the front row of her class with several new friends, and they were all Zumba fanatics together. After 7 months, their instructor quit without notice. The fitness manager alerted the class that Zumba would be canceled until she could find a replacement, which might take a few months. Well, a few months with no classes, Tanya didn't want that. And she did have that Zumba certification. She told the manager that she would be willing to teach the class, and they asked her to do an audition by teaching a class. So once again, Tanya was uncertain because she still had those body image issues. She said she'd never seen a Zumba instructor who was a size 16 and had parts that jiggled. So Tanya wore Spanx underneath her exercise clothing for her audition. But when she got up in front of the class, she couldn't breathe, not because of nerves, but because of the Spanx and the tight compression leggings she was wearing. So she asked everyone to wait a minute, and she ran to the bathroom, where she stripped off all that stuff. And then she went back into the room, and she danced like crazy, and she had fun, and she showed the manager and all the women there that you can be any size and get fit and have fun doing it. And of course, she got the job. And if you watch the book trailer for our Empowered Woman book on our website, chickensoup.com, you'll see Tanya dancing up a storm. Now, Susan Karas was another woman who had found herself standing on the sidelines instead of jumping in and having fun. She says that she was always the one who was just watching as the kids and her husband did all the adventurous things that she was afraid to try. So when her husband suggested they take a family vacation on an Alaska cruise, she thought that she wouldn't mind being on the luxurious ship and she would have spa treatments and there would be fine dining and moonlit strolls around the deck. But she wasn't going to do the rugged, outdoorsy things that the rest of the family always did. But then her husband said that he wanted her to go on just one excursion with him, and it was zip lining. Susan looked at the photos of what it would be like. People were hurtling along a cable over the rainforest. They were high above the canopy of trees. It looked terrifying. There was no way she would do this. But her husband prevailed. And that's how Susan found herself being strapped into a harness and being pushed off a platform in Alaska. And as she sped along the cable, she kept her eyes closed tight. But then she decided to peek. And it was breathtaking. She saw the mountain, she saw the sky, she saw the river beneath. And then she ended up acing her landing on the platform on the other side. And her whole world opened up. The next morning, her husband found her at the excursion desk on the cruise ship, signing up for everything. Susan never stood on the sidelines again. She became a full participant in her life. Well, having just returned from Costa Rica last month, where I ziplined with my husband and kids, I totally get it. I made a conscious decision before that trip to say yes to everything. And so I don't mind that I still have a little scar on my wrist because I messed up the zip lining and I scraped my arm on the cable. And I don't mind that when we went snorkeling, we got attacked by little stinging creatures because it was all beautiful and it was so much fun. And besides, if you don't do those things, you stand there on the sidelines alone. What's the point of living your life if you're not participating? So that's one of the messages of Chicken Soup for the Soul, the Empowered Woman. To get out there and do things. Step outside your comfort zone. Come back for the next episode to meet Lorraine Canistra, who definitely doesn't stay on the sidelines. She's a wheelchair dancing champ, even though she has cerebral palsy. She's going to share tips from her new book about how to talk to people who have disabilities.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.